On a scorching summer day, Tallahassee single mom Jocelyn Bellamy sits under a whirring fan in her subsidized apartment and describes why she doesn't give in to the temptation to give up.
As long as I can keep my phone on, then I can make contacts. Because there are agencies, there are people out there.
One of Bellamy's sons is nonverbal and communicates with an electronic device. Another has ADHD. Then there's the oldest, an A student in engineering and a member of Air Force ROTC. And the youngest is an 8-year-old exceptional student reading at a 6th grade level. Bellamy gets little child support. A $733 monthly government check gets budgeted to the penny. Rent alone swallows up $189. $589 in monthly food stamps feeds five.
I shop weekly. I do use wait for sale days. Usually Wednesday starts the sales at Winn-Dixie.
There's no car or cable TV. Bellamy walks to the store and hires a taxi to haul the groceries back. There are part-time jobs, cashiering at the mall or entering data for the IRS. They fell through because the kids' demands didn't match work hours. So she volunteers on several community boards, including the North Florida Legal Services. She cheerfully explains why.
It's just to make sure that, like myself, as a parent, a housing authority resident, and an advocate for my differently abled children, it's just important that I know that our voices are heard.
The Martin Prosperity Institute, a division of the University of Toronto, studied income gaps in 350 metropolitan and medium-sized cities in the United States. Tallahassee ranked number one. The rich were defined as household incomes of $200,000 or more. The median income for Tallahassee household is $40,000. Jacob Ryder sees the have-nots every day. He's executive director of the city's homeless shelter, where an average of 230 people a night come for a bed. Many of the clients are surprising.
A lot of people think that homelessness is just that person that they see standing in the road holding the sign. But really, there's a lot of people that we would never realize were homeless that come to us with, they went from a full-time job to a part-time job, or they unexpectedly lost their job.
U.S. Army veteran Ron Parfit wishes he went to the shelter a long time ago. A very long time ago. He lived in the woods behind the Buck Lake Walmart for 7 years. He shared the camp with a close friend he calls brother. The camp wasn't as primitive as it sounds. There was a tent, a generator, a makeshift shower.
So I ran a hose from one of the water spigots into my camp. So we had running water daily and stuff like that. And we had a big barbecue pit, you know, and me and my brother got food stamps.
Parfit just moved into his own place after applying for services at the Kearney Center, a one-stop refuge for social services and Ryder's new homeless shelter. And Bellamy lives regret-free. She's just 2 credits away from earning an AA degree in social work. She'd like the one percenters to pay more attention, but she's not bitter.
They just don't know my experience. And I don't know how to get them to know my experience and to understand that, because I'm so blindsided by everything, what the negative that wants to be out there.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.